Today's scripture reading is from Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. Do not be anxious about anything. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As for the things that you have learned and received and heard and noticed in me, do them, and the God of peace will be with you. This is the word of God for the people of God. Our gospel reading is from John chapter 14, verses 25 through 27. The peace I leave with you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. This is the Gospel of Christ.
I am sure many of you know that I had served First United Methodist Church of Barstow as pastor from 1999 to 2003 until I was appointed to San Diego area. Barstow is part of the high desert where it is too hot and dry to use any air conditioning. So you have to use a huge and bulky box of swamp cooler mounted on every home roof, just like this one. Well, it took 40 years for Moses and the Israelites to get out of the wilderness. But it took me only 4 years to get out of the desert. So I'm grateful. Living in Barstow was, of course, a challenge for me and my family because Barstow is in the middle of nowhere. This small city is simply and mostly serving those who travel to Las Vegas to stop and take a break because of its location. Practically, there's nothing in Barstow except for a few fast food restaurants, including this historic McDonald's restaurant that has its dining areas in old train carriages. Yes, you can enjoy your Big Mac with ice on a train coach. It can be fun for all families. Anyhow, I remember in Barstow, there was only one and only movie theater that was so small that they only showed one movie every now and then. I cannot possibly remember all the movies I saw at that theater, but one movie I can still remember for sure. It is the 2001 comedy / adventure movie entitled Rat Race, starring Rowan Atkins, you know, better known as the Mr. DeBean, and many other famous actors, including Whoopi Goldberg, Cuba Gooding Jr. As you know, the word rat race is a slang. And according to Merriam-Webster dictionary, rat race is defined as the unpleasant life people who have jobs that require them to work very hard in order to compete our status, etc. Yes, it is an exhausting, usually competitive routine. It is a restless, anxious, and unstable life. So, as the movie title indicates, the main lessons from the movie Rat Race revolve around greed, the emptiness of a purely materialistic pursuit of money, and the ultimate value of human connection and generosity. Anyhow, after nearly 25 years, I wanted to watch the movie again because I forgot the contents. But behold, I found a streaming site called Pluto TV that shows movies for free. So last Veterans Day holiday, I watched it again and enjoyed it again. Except that there were too many commercial breaks. Yet, it is an interesting, funny, and inspiring PG-13 movie. This morning, why am I talking about Rat Race? The life of the rat race would never offer any gratitude, peace, or calm, but constant and overwhelming stresses, worries, and anxieties. This chaotic situation can be merely beyond our control. Just as in the movie, one of the theme songs says, life is nothing but a rat race. Therefore, if you do not want to be in a rat race, you must leave your concerns with God. My sermon series, Pursuing Calm in These Anxious Times, continues with the acronym CALM, C-A-L-M. The letter C stands for, let us say it together, celebrate God's goodness. A stands for, ask God for help. And this morning, the letter L stands for, leave your concerns with God. And this is my sermon title this morning. And my topic is gratitude or thanksgiving. As you all are aware, our New Testament text has been the same, right? The Philippians passage since the beginning of my sermon series. Remember verse 6? Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Here, in terms of pursuing God's peace, let us pay attention to the important and necessary phrase, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Last Sunday, we shared the topic of a prayer. And this morning, the emphasis is on with thanksgiving. Simply put, in these anxious times, you can pursue God's peace and calm through your life of thanksgiving. Yes, gratitude. Generally, gratitude is a deep internal feeling of appreciation, while thanksgiving is the outward expression of that feeling. Either way, we give thanks to God in all circumstances. So this morning, I'd like to share with you my three insight points. Number one, do not let contingent contentment turns your life into a rat race that you can never win. Contingent contentment is the idea that happiness is a future state dependent on achieving specific goals. Everything is about if only. You can be happy if a certain condition is met. For example, I'll be happy if I buy a house, or I'll be content if I can start my own business, something like this. Of course, your wishes might be possible and can be realized sooner or later. However, it seems that your happiness and contentment are always conditional with if only. Yes, the problem of this contingent contentment is that it holds your happiness hostage, making you feel that you cannot be happy now until your desires are met. So, if your life and your happiness are heavily based on and solely depend on this contingent contentment, your life would become a rat race. This rat race, also known as the life of materialism, is not winnable. It's a race you cannot win. Sadly, as long as we are in this rat race, we would never be able to be grateful or to find calm. Therefore, we must remember and heed the warning from 1 John. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. For all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh, the desire of the eyes, the pride in riches, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desire are passing away, but those who do the will of God abide forever. So, how can we overcome or escape from contingent contentment so that we can find calm in these anxious times? This is my second point. Let Christ-based contentment guide you to live a more meaningful, joyful, and loving life. Do you know the secret of being content in all circumstances? In other words, how can you stop living the life of a rat race? How can you live a life of contentment, peace, and calm? Do you have any secret of being content? Well, Apostle Paul does. Apostle Paul already learned the secret of being content, and he shares the secret in the letter to the Philippians. He joyfully proclaims, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. Interestingly and amazingly, when he was writing this letter to the Philippians, Apostle Paul was in prison. Then how could he be content? Paul's case is purely Christ-based contentment. In the book Anxious for Nothing, the author Max Lucado writes about how Paul could be content. Quote, simple. He focused on a different list. He had eternal life. He had the love of God. He had forgiveness of sins. He had the surety of salvation. He had Christ, and Christ was enough. What he had in Christ was far greater than what he didn't have in life. Unquote. My brothers and sisters in Christ, let Christ-based contentment guide you to live a more meaningful, joyful, and loving life. Number three, the life of your heartfelt gratitude will lead you to God's perfect peace and calm. It is mid-November already. We are in the season of Thanksgiving. Next Sunday, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving Sunday. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Then Thanksgiving Day weekend will follow. Practicing Thanksgiving is always good and makes your life full of peace and calm, no matter what hardships or challenges you are going through. In this case, in this sense, rather than celebrating Thanksgiving only one day, one weekend, or one month, our whole life, especially in this present time, should be a life of heartfelt gratitude. The Canadian Christian author Anne Voskamp once said, quote, "No amount of regret changes the past. No amount of anxiety changes the future. Any amount of gratitude changes the present." Unquote. Yes, indeed. Gratitude has the power of a transformation that keeps you from any meaningless and restless rat race, then boldly leads you to discover God's peace and calm. From this morning's Gospel of John text, Jesus gives peace to his disciples, including ourselves. "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." This is the peace of Christ. This is the peace of God. Apostle Paul urges us not to be anxious in verse 6. "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Then verse 7 shows an amazing outcome through our prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Verse 7, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your minds in Christ Jesus." Amen. Here the phrase, "the peace of God," is extremely important and needs to be taken very seriously. This peace is not just any peace, but the peace of God. You know, ceasefire is temporary. Absence of conflict is temporary. And all other kinds of human and world peace are also temporary. Nothing is permanent except the peace of God. Yes, God's perfect peace is the outcome of our life of heartfelt gratitude. In this sense, if you wish and desire to experience this God's perfect peace, you must pursue it from the original source. Then where is the source? God. How? With thanksgiving. The Canadian theologian, Anglican priest, and author J.I. Packer once wrote on why bearing the fruit of the Holy Spirit is so important and essential in our chaotic life coat. Love is the Christ-like reaction to people's malice. Joy is the Christ-like reaction to depressing circumstances. Peace is the Christ-like reaction to troubles, threat, and invitations to anxiety. Patience is the Christ-like reaction to all that is maddening. Kindness is the Christ-like reaction to all that are unkind. Goodness is the Christ-like reaction to bad people and bad behavior. Faithfulness and gentleness are the Christ-like reactions to lies and fury. Self-control is the Christ-like reaction to every situation that goads you to lose your cool and hit out, unquote. My sisters and brothers in Christ, in these anxious times, in every aspect of our life, we are to find God's peace and calm always. So far, we have shared the acronym CALM with the first three letters. C stands for celebrate God's goodness. A stands for ask God for help. And this morning, L stands for leave your concerns with God. Next Sunday, we will conclude the sermon series with the last letter, M, to be continued. Thanks be to God. Amen.